living, and I believe it'd be about all. Of course, now they make beef tripes out of the inside of the cave. Call them beef tripes.
That'd be about all.
That'd be all I know.
Say it's feeding time. You might say it. You got some all your animals out there. You got to go feed the what?
Stock.
Okay. How would you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
How would you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wouldn't know one. A lot of people had different ways, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them would call them by their name.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them would just get out and holler, "Come on!" And different ways.
Uh-huh. How would you call them?
Well, I generally always just go out and holler a time or two, and they'd holler.
What'd you holler?
I'd just holler and come on.
Okay, that's what I want. How about to make them stand still during milking?
How'd you do?
How'd you call them then? Make them stand still.
They'd say, well, they use different words. Some of them say, "You better stand still," and some of them say, "So," and this,
okay,
that, and the other.
Okay.
Add different words.
Okay, that's what I want. How'd you call a calf?
They'd call him Sukkahfe.
How would you call mules or horses to get them to turn left or right in plowing?
Well, if you want them to go to the right, you'd holler "Gee." If you want them to go to the left, you'd holler "Ha." If you want them to stop, you say "Whoa."
Okay. How about if you want them to start?
"Come up."
Okay. How about if you want them to go faster?
Well, you just generally they'd tap them with a switch and say, "Get on up here now."
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. How about if you want them to back up?
Well, you'd have to just back them with your lines and holler to them to back up.
Okay. How would you call pigs when you're feeding them?
Well, they'd call them piggy, piggy, piggy like that.
Okay. How about sheep? Would you have any call to get them in from
no,
the pasture? Okay. How about chickens when you're feeding them?
Well, they'd call them just chicka, chicka, chicka like that, you know.
Yeah. And if you're getting ready to drive a buggy off, well, first you got to get your horse and do what to him?
Shaves.
Okay.
That's a single buggy, and if it's a double buggy, why, they had tongues, they'd put one on each side of the tongue.
Okay.
But mostly, they use single buggies, and they call what they put the hole between was a shave.
Okay, what do you say you're doing to that horse when you attach him onto that buggy?
Well, you're hitching him to the buggy.
Okay, that's what I want. How about when you're getting ready to plow?
Well, you'd have to hitch him to the plow stock.
Okay, that's what I want. And when you're driving a buggy, those lines that you use to guide the horse by, what do you call them?
Well, you just call them lines.
Okay. And when you're plowing?
Plow lines.
Okay. And how about when you're riding on horseback?
Well, you mean what did they use?
Uh-huh. What'd you call them?
Call them the bridle reins.
Okay. And you put your feet in the...
In the saddle. Rid in the saddle and put your feet in the stirrups.
Okay. And you have any word for the horse on the left when he's hitched to a wagon or a buggy?
No, ma'am.
Okay.